understand it. I couldn't speak it, but I could understand it. But I couldn't talk it, but I could understand the word. It's a dialect. It's all it is. That's all it is, a dialect.
So it's not too terribly different?
No, no. It's more or less just a dialect.
I see. Well, I wanted to ask you if the house that you were raised in had a fireplace.
It did.
It did. Do you remember what people call those big pieces of wood that you burned in the fireplace? Did they call them by any particular name?
Like a big chunk?
A big chunk? Say something like put a big chunk on the fire?
They call it knipple.
Would that be the same thing as a log?
Be the same thing as a log. A log, we call a log a knipple.
I see. Have you ever heard people in this part of the country say backlog or backstick?
Yes, sir, backlog.
And that would mean the big piece that burns.
That'd be the backlog would be the big piece. We call in Germany call them knipple.
Well, what about the wood that you used to start the fire that burned real easily, real quickly?
What we call kindling. What they call it in German?
Well, if you
we call it kindling.
Mm-hmm. You never heard anybody call it lightwood, though?
No, not here. No, sir. We call it kindling.
I see. Well, what about those things inside the fireplace that you laid the wood, the logs across?
That's, we used to call them fire dogs.
Did you ever hear anybody call them hand irons?
Yes, sir. That's later years.
Same thing, though.
Same thing. Hand irons is the same thing, but my father called them fire dogs.
I see.
Hand iron is a proper name, but why we call them hot fire dogs, I don't know.
I see. Well, the fireplace you had, was there an open area right in front of it that might have been brick or?
It is an open area right in front. It's brick. It's all brick. Now my father. The fireplace that he was raised by was made out of big rock, and they cooked on it. They had no stove. They cooked with kettles, with Dutch oven and a big pot, and they hung it up and did all the cooking in the fireplace. They did not even have a stove.
I see.
They cooked in the fireplace. Now, we didn't. We cooked with a full wood stove.
Do you remember if that open area was ever called anything in particular right in front of the fireplace?
Yes, sir, but I can't remember what we called it. See, we had a mantle over it, mantelpiece. I should know. I can't recall it.
Was it the hearth around here?
It's the hearth. A hearth is the open part.
Right.
Hearth is the open part. But what we had in front of the fireplace to keep the cold, I don't remember what they called it. Hearth is the open part where you put the logs. That's the hearth.
Now, are you thinking about, you say people around here use coal for heat?
No.
They didn't?
We used log. We used wood altogether. We did not use coal. We had no coal here. We never used any coal.
While I'm on that subject, have you ever heard of any kind of container that a person might use inside to keep his coal in if he were using coal, say, in a coal-burning stove or something like that?
We never use coal here.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard anybody refer to a coal scuttle or something like that?
A coal stove?
A scuttle for the coal.
I've heard of it.
Just
yes,
heard of it.
I've heard of it. Yes, sir. But we didn't use coal here. Yes, I've heard of a coal scuttle. Yes.
I see.
I know what you're talking about, but we never used it here.
Well, what did people call the thing on the top of the house, usually made out of brick, that the smoke went through?